1-888-767-4348. If you'd like to get on the line with John DeGarville or Derek Ball of Isley's Home Performance, celebrating their 60 year in business. They work out of
Gilbert, Arizona.
Chandler, Gilbert, Mesa. Yeah. That whole intersection confuses me where it all meets together. Chandler? Gilbert.
Gilbert.
All
yeah. right. Right on the edge, all of them.
First on the line is, let's start with Pete, wants to talk about air filters. Welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning to you. You got the Isley brothers there. The question I've got is, people with allergies will be buying high-grade HEPA-type filters to get smaller and smaller particulate out of the air. Do those filters, when put into a standard system, do they cause any extra wear and tear, I guess, on motors having to draw air through a much more tightly woven filter? I've wondered about that for years. There are a lot of people with serious pollen issues in the springtime. So I've always wondered about denser filters causing problems with your AC system.
And Pete, that's a very good question that we run into on a regular basis. And I always recommend to purchase the best filters available to try and keep the air clean in the home. But there are some limitations there that if it is too restrictive, that we need enough filter area for the air to be able to still move through the system and not put undue strain on airflow and motor. So, you know, we highly recommend to have up to about 200 square inches of filter area per ton of air conditioning. So as long as we have adequate filter area, it's not too much of an issue to put a better air filter in. But in most cases, and when we're out looking at homes, it's probably 90% of the time in most homes, the filter area is too small. When the home was built, that there was minimum filter area, provided. So then that does get into an issue that putting in a better air filtration ends up being a problem where you don't get the proper airflow through the unit.
Favorite air filter. What do y'all recommend?
Well, I recommend a pleated air filter. Just a standard pleated air filter is probably the best filter. A lot of installations that we do now, we put in a 5-inch pleated air filter. So, there are cases where we recommend just a standard, angel hair style filter. But in most cases, it's one of the things an air conditioner does is it can clean the air. It helps keep the equipment clean, the coils clean. So we want to have good air filtration.
Pete, we appreciate the call. Let's get to Kevin next on the line. Wants to talk about sizing your equipment. Welcome to the broadcast, Kevin.
Hi, thank you. I'm a little confused. I've listened to the show week after week, and we actually had Green ID out this last Saturday, and they checked everything out, said everything was working great, and I thought I had an oversized air conditioner because it keeps cycling on and off constantly, and they've actually said that we have an undersized unit by about a ton. So I'm a little confused as to, I hear Rosie say you're better to have an undersized unit, it'll run longer, it's less expensive, less wear and tear on the unit, starting up and shutting down. So I'm confused.
Well, in your particular circumstance, and of course without seeing it, oversized and undersized are two issues that we want to look at. But in your particular case, how big is your home?
2,000 square foot, and we've got a 4-ton unit.
Yeah. So there's so many variables in saying that, because we get into ceiling heights, windows, style of windows, how much insulation that you have. And then we typically do a load calculation on the home to determine what you need. So shutting on and off constantly, and I think that's what you started off with, could be from several different things. But if the home's achieving temperature and it's turning off, there may be some settings within the thermostat that could be adjusted. But it's probably something that you need to get another opinion on that and determine what's best to do with your particular circumstance.
It used to be you would just divide the ton of air conditioning into every 400 square feet of living space. That's technology's really caught up with that.
Yeah, and there's a lot of variables there. So if you replace windows, you have the proper insulation, shading on the house. So there's a lot of things to put into that equation to determine what size that you need, what temperature that you like to keep it in the house. You know, we run into people that like to keep it 82 in the house, and we run into people that like to keep it 65. So that would really determine on sizing, you know, on all those factors.
And variable speed motors now come into play. We didn't have those when they used to do that average square foot.
Yeah, and you know, most air conditioners move way more air than they used to be, and airflow is super critical to the efficiency of the air conditioner. So we need to make sure that it's moving the proper amount of air, which gets into the filtration, duct sizing. So there's just a lot to the sizing equation in the comfort level for the homeowner.
Derek, you've gone to say something a few times.
And I would say, you know, and if, you know, like John stated, is to get a second opinion. And also, if Green ID, I think, is the company you said that came out to your home, another good question to ask them is, you know, you'd stated that we needed to put a 5-ton on the piece, on the home, and maybe ask them for the heat load calculation and go over that with you, so that way you can understand why they believe a 5-ton is efficient for your home, and maybe go online also and look at, you know, to see if they're APS SRP certified contractors, because whenever they submit, and I don't know what efficiency you're looking for or anything on those lines if you're replacing your piece of equipment, but you do have to submit that proper heat load calculation to those utility companies to be able to receive your rebate. So, you know, not only getting a second opinion, but also maybe asking for, you know, the proper heat load calculation to review that with that company that came out might be a good question to ask them.
There you go. We appreciate the call. Great advice. Let's get to Rollin and Queen Creek as we continue to move through the calls. It's 1-888-767-4348 to get on the line. Rollin, you're up.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. My question is, I have a 3-car tandem garage. I want to partition off the tandem and put a mini split system to cool that for a workshop. And then about 30 feet away, I have a single car garage attached to the house that is insulated, and I'd like to cool it too for a game room for the grandkids. Can you do that with one system?
Yes, you can. I was to say that, you know, and you said the game room was detached. Is that correct?
No, it's attached.
Attached. So yes, you can definitely do that. You know, you can run up to 5 different air handlers off of one ductless system. You know, sizing is very important again, depending upon what kind of equipment you have in the space, what kind of insulation you have in the space. And those are all things that you would review whenever a contractor came out to give you an estimate on installing a ductless system into that area.
Cool.
Yes.
That's what I needed to know. Thanks very much.
No problem.
You're welcome. And that's a great use of the garage space. I mean, it's a little insulation, a little air conditioning, and you've got a whole new living space that most homes are used for.
Well, I'm just going to say that I would have loved to have an air conditioned game room growing up as well in the garage. It would have been great. So I'm jealous.
Bill and Mace is next on the line. Good morning, sir. How may we help you?
Yeah, I had someone out recently. I've got an American Standard 12-year-old, and it is the one that kind of starts up slow and, you know, gradually gets a little bit stronger. It's no Freon put in it, but I had someone out and they said it needs some other Freon, and that the older one is kind of expensive. And I was wondering if there is a way to convert the old Freon to the new, like they did with the cars a while back.
Well, that's another really good question. With what you're talking about, it gets into the cost of changing that. There are some drop-in refrigerants that are available, but if you're just talking about adding a pound of Freon or 2 pounds of Freon, it's probably less expensive to do that in this particular case to get you back, you know, running to your peak efficiency. But if you've lost all of your Freon, or you know you have some other issues with the system, it may be something to look at. But it's still not a super popular option, is to put in a drop-in Freon in a residential air conditioner. And in most cases, when it's getting to 12 years old, you're almost to the lifespan of the system, and it may be time to look at, you know, options on replacement. But, you know, we like to see it get 15 years plus, but it just depends upon where you're at. And it's not normal for a unit to lose Freon, but adding a pound isn't unusual. But if it gets worse than that, that you have to add Freon every year or more than that, then you might look at other options.
We appreciate the call. We do have a couple calls online that are still in the screening process, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you, talking with Isley's Home Performance. I did that to y'all again. Yeah, Home Services.
You got it.
We advanced. That was the last hour's guess. I'm getting the final piece of the name mixed up with Steve Kep. What haven't we covered yet? We've gone through filters, we've gone through mini splits, we've gone through sizing.
Well, there's a lot to air conditioning, but you know, filtration is a question that we get all the time, and we talked about that. But that's super important that people have the right filters, and they're looking at keeping their system maintained, and maintenance is another issue. So it's highly recommended by the utility companies to get your system looked at twice a year to make sure it's running at its peak performance. And that's a super important thing that a homeowner can do, is change their filter and get regular maintenance, and it's important to do that.
What about thermostats? And a lot has changed since the Honeywell dial.
Well, with thermostats, there's a lot of options out there today, and you know, even your internet provider is offering thermostats now. You know, security companies, you know, you name it, they're all offering thermostats, and really depends upon what you're looking for operation wise. Some people want the simplest style of thermostat, and some people want to be able to control their whole system remotely. And a lot of these new controls and thermostats, whenever you can operate them remotely, they can run multiple other devices within your home as well. So, you know, you can make sure your garage is closed, you can turn lights on and off, and it's not only just controlling your air conditioning system and setting a program into your air conditioning system. You have all the capability of doing that now anywhere, as long as you have, you know, your phone or tablet or anything along those lines.
It's pretty incredible. The technology is pretty incredible. A little excessive maybe for practical use, but it's still incredible. Nick's on the line, but we'll get to him after the break. We've got one final segment here, 1-888-767-4348. And you have exactly 10-12 minutes left to text in your favorite American-made product for your chance to win one of these Kimes bags or hats as part of an impromptu promotion that just happened. Our guest from the 7 o'clock hour brought in these great products, American-made, and we're going to give them to you. You just have to text in your favorite American-made product, and then we'll draw randomly from everyone that entered.